This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Someone that is here, very, very excited. Emily Williams is in studio. Hello, darling.
Hello, 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 my love. Hello.
So good to have you back in studio.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's been a while.
Live.
Yes, live.
Been a while since you've been here.
Yeah,
I know. Last time I saw you, I think, was at D&M Nightclub when we had a little bit of a boogie and you performed some songs.
Oh, yes.
A while back.
Such good times with you, eh, babe?
But
good
right, times. Right now, you're travelling around the country as part of this crew with some of the Geordie Shore boys, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I'm so looking forward to this. This should be good.
Well, you've done Canberra so far. I think Sydney's coming up, and then you head around the country and come back to Melbourne. Is that right?
Correct, yep.
And you're partying with a couple of hot boys.
I know!
Jay from Geordie Shore, for one, he's gorgeous.
What do you think, out of 10?
Well, no one's perfect, so maybe an 8.5.
Oh, okay.
Now, you grew up in a bit of a big family, and you've obviously got brothers in that, so you must know how to handle the boys, the bad boys.
Oh, she does.
Have you got any tricks or tips or, you know?
Oh, man, you're so right. Like, I do have a lot of brothers in my life, but I think for someone like Jay, because he's coming from overseas and stuff, it's hard because they have a different like swag about them. You know, if with my culture, they have a Pacific swag and theirs is really staunch.
Yeah.
You know, theirs are very staunch as they're like, rrr. But like Jay's coming over, so he's got a different swag. So I think he's more sweet-ish / bad boy.
He's a bit of a lad.
Right? I would be keeping the wooden spoon in your handbag in case you've got to give him a slap.
Don't worry, honey, I
will. Emily, on this promo tour, you're promoting the new single Get It, which is from the album Uncovered, which you released last year. Tell us about Get It, because it's a really uplifting song, isn't it? I like it.
It is. It's, you know, everyone was asking me, it's so funny you released Get It,
yeah,
because it was on the album, the last album. But the reason why I released it, like, obviously as a single, is because the lyrics in there were just so uplifting and it catered to everybody of all ages, skin color, black, white, pink, purple. It just, the words in there were just amazing. So I was just like, you know what, if this can reach people the way that it did me when I was writing it, it's got to make an impact somehow.
You've done the Young Divas in time, and you've like released your album, and you've like toured around the clubs, and now you're going on another club tour. It's just full on. Life keeps going for Emily Williams.
It does. It's got to be busy, you know. It's good to be working. I'm just privileged and blessed to actually still do what I love, and that's singing and making people smile and making people happy, I guess.
Because we first fell in love with you, obviously, on Australian Idol back in 2005.
Mm.
You were part of the Young Divas as well with Pauline and Kate.
Hi, P. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
She's listening.
Oh, hello, Pauline, you darling. Vicky Lee and Jessica Marboy. Have you guys thought about maybe reforming for a bit of a...
Everyone's been saying that I would love to get back on stage with them and say, you know, how's it going? You know, we used to all sing together. Ta-da! But, it would be good if we could get back together, I guess. Like,
well, look, the Spice Girls got back for the Olympics. Mm. We've got the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast in a couple of years. Maybe the Young Divas could reform.
We could do that.
I'm full of good ideas tonight.
Oh, my gosh. You're full of ideas, aren't you?
The Young Divas were very popular in the gay scene. Just quietly. And you guys have also gone on to do your own solo careers. I mean, Pauline was doing The Fireman, and you know, she was doing her thing, and Vicky Lee's doing her thing, and Kate's doing her thing. So do you guys still keep in contact? Do you guys catch up?
Oh, definitely. Like, every time, like, P, when she released Fireman, I rang up, I was like, girl, you know, I'm feeling that track. That track is mine. And she was like, thanks, babe.
So you could go into like the Commonwealth Games on the back of fire trucks or like tuk-tuks or something, as opposed to the black cabs they had at the Olympics.
I don't know where he's getting these ideas from, people.
Emily, I think we're onto something here.
I think we are, Shane, if you're listening.
We're onto
something. So I think we should play the track. This is the brand new single called Get It. It's had over 80,000 hits on YouTube already since Friday.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
This is a great track. This is from the album Uncovered. This is Get It. Emily Williams, live in the studio tonight.
You're on the Sound Museum.
If it just goes on and get it, if it just goes on and get it, if it just
everyone. This is Emily Williams, and you're tuned in to the Sound Museum Show with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9.
You're in the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9 with Emily Williams live in studio. Before we go any further, we should point out we're on the Twitter, which is Sound Museum 949. Also on the Facebook, which is Sound Museum. If you want to like us, poke us, tweet us, do whatever you like.
Email or SMS 0427 Joy 949, or email on air at joy.org.au. And our lovely assistant producer and co-presenter Michael is on Twitter tonight, so make sure you tweet him as well.
We might even put a photo of Michael on the Facebook page. Should. That'll get people going along to us.
Now, Ms. Williams, the video Forget It, over 80,000 views on YouTube since Friday. It's out on iTunes right now. Really fun video, doll. Who came up with the concept of the video?
Well, it was with me and Shane. Me and Shane.
Shane's your manager. We should point that out. He's not your boyfriend, he's your manager.
Yes.
People are confused.
Shane Tyler Greaves, I know you're listening, honey.
Yeah.
But we kind of sat down and kind of thought about it. You know, we watched a lot of Kylie.
Right.
Kylie, no videos.
Please don't use that word in the studio with Leo.
The hot pants. Yeah. Sort of in the video.
Yeah. So we use a lot of influence from her, you know, because I love her. So we took some influence from her. The whole video for us was like kind of wanting people to kind of understand my personality, see a goofy side, you know, the crazy side. Everyone knows the crazy side, of course, like Mr. Thing over here. But yeah, I just wanted people to see my personality.
I'll tell you what else they saw. They saw quite a lot of your tattoos in the video.
I know, you like.
You're well inked, darling. Any new to the collection these days?
No.
Anything new lately?
I actually know, but I do want some more.
So
I don't
do
know
I.
if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I want more. I want my whole body done.
I'm about to go get another one. We've got to talk. We've got to talk over the next song. I want to know where you get them done.
Whereabouts? Where did you want yours?
We'll talk shortly.
Oh, whereabouts would you like secret. To get a tattoo? Is there any place that you liked one that you haven't done it yet?
Oh my gosh,
can
that's
you
a secret.
Devour that information?
That's a secret.
I'd show you mine, but I have to take my pants off, and we've got policies about that.
Now, talking of new tats, your brother Jay, who we've both interviewed on Sound Museum, Jay Williams, of course, New Zealand singer, his single Live It Up was huge here on Joy. He's got a new tattoo recently on his chest.
Yes, he does, little thing. I didn't know that he got a new tattoo until he put it on Facebook. So I was like, shop, bro, that looks pretty good.
You're working with him on his new album as well. How's that going?
I am. It's going good. I am. We're doing a family song called Undivided. So we're kind of going back and forth in studio from New Zealand and here. I'm putting down my vocals. He's putting down his ideas. I'm chucking him ideas. So it's going back and forth. So the new song on the album, on his new album, is going to be called Undivided.
Something to look forward to on the new Jay Williams album.
Now, you're touring around the country at the moment, as we said before, with some of the boys from Geordie Shore. Tell us a little about the concept of the show, because there's like there's parties and there's DJs and then there's you singing. So how does this all work?
Well, obviously, we've also got a DJ guy called Digital Damage. Hi, honey. He'll be playing for like a good like half an hour, and then Jay's going to go on and rock the stage. And then obviously the big diva has to end the whole show with a big bang. With the big bang. So that's pretty much how it's going to work.
So apart from big bang, what do you do when you get on stage? What are you singing for us?
Well, there's going to be, obviously I have to sing two of my originals and also some of my favourite songs that I love to cover anyway, like your song Titanium.
Oh, you rock that.
She does.
You
rock
really
that.
Give Sierra a run for her money with that song.
Ooh, it's a hard one. She's a hard act to follow, but you know, I do my best. But
so aside from the tour, what's coming up next for you this year? What's else is coming up?
Well, the second single comes out, I think, in June. I hope I'm correct. Yep, in June.
Soon.
And then the album should be done, I reckon, by the end of the year. Should be good.
Fantastic. Emily, thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Sound Museum at Joy
94.9. I've got another question.
Okay, so
I haven't finished.
Oh,
go on, honey.
Take it away, sweetheart.
I just have one further question. This tour you're doing at the moment, you're playing these clubs out in the burbs. Mm-hmm. When are you coming back into the gay clubs? We want you in the gay clubs in Melbourne. Come on, honey.
Yes, work, Shane, work. Of course, I will always be loyal to my gay fans. Honestly, without them, I don't think I'd have that same support, to be honest. They literally are my life. But you know what? We'll get there. We'll definitely get
there.
It's not
all about you now. It's about you having a dance with me afterwards.
Oh, you're going to bring that up. Let's get rowdy.
I like all these people on the dance floor. There's that Jono from Joy dancing with Emily.
With Emily Williams.
Yeah.
Now, the new single from Emily Williams is called Get It. It's on iTunes right now. Get it, people. And
get it.
The video is on there as well with some slamming remixes. And check out Emily's website, emilywilliams.net.au, for all the tour dates.
Or they can tweet you. How do they tweet you?
Emily Urban Diva.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Sorry, Shane. Emily Urban Diva Williams.
Is the Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This next track is by new Emily. This is by Little Mix, who we interviewed last year.
Ooh.
And the interview is on podcast at joy.org.au. Head on Sami Zem, you can download that. And Little Mix have teamed up with Missy Elliott, of all people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this track's called How You Doing.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good, doll. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This Joycast is a free service. Brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.